Glad to see that my letter with the full judgment against poor old Mr. Batista has been printed in the agenda, so councillors will be able to know what the law requires of them when they deal with taxpayers and to interpret perhaps some of their questionable statements. But as this case played out in national newspapers, which was a great embarrassment to the city of Mississauga, given the fact that Mr. Batista grew up in a dictatorship, he came here looking for a good life. His family lost virtually their entire life savings, well over $60,000, and it seems that the persecution that he escaped actually made it to him. I'm just wondering if Councillor Sato would like to go on the record with any regret or apology, or maybe she might be able to help reimburse. She has great skills at raising funds for her elections. Maybe she could help the Batista family. Thank you.
Thank you for your usual submission.
Well, this one was special, I can assure you.
Councillor Sato. Thank you, Madam Mayor. I definitely want to go on the record on this one, Mr. Barber. You know, if you put your efforts into doing positive things for the community, the world would be a much better place, and your negativism is absolutely astounding. You know, I was not going to comment on the issue, the court case, because that was handled in the courts. And I wasn't going to comment on the ruling by the judge that said that politicians should expect to be ridiculed by their residents. I expect that judge would also not mind if someone ridiculed him, but I won't do that. With respect to Mr. Batista, I am going to go on the record, and I went on the record when I was a witness. The police laid charges because a reasonable citizen saw what he interpreted to be a death threat against me by a member of the community, brought it to us, and it was sent to Seoul Regional Police, who deal with those matters. It was not dealt with by the City of Mississauga, nor should it have been dealt with by the City of Mississauga. Peel Regional Police interviewed Mr. Batista, and following that interview, they sought to lay charges. That was their determination. At no time did I make any requests that any charges be laid against anyone. But I can tell you right now that receiving a poem of those words that members of council have seen and members of my community have seen was a very, very frightening experience, and one that I would hope no person, anyone, would have to deal with. So, you know, Mr. Barber, I am not going to be apologizing to anyone because, quite frankly, Mr. Batista's issue was dealt with and was dealt with properly by my office. He called, as did other residents, regarding an issue that had to do with the assessment of properties and the taxing. Had not to do with the city. It was the assessment board and the developers. I had already worked out with the developers that checks were being sent out immediately, the builder, to those residents. One resident out of hundreds that were dealt with did not like the explanation that he was given. And that resident decided to take action into his hands because he didn't like the answer. He didn't like being told, you will be receiving a check in the mail. Your issue has been dealt with, as it should be, as every other resident. The lawyer, it was interesting, the lawyer said to me, well, you know, people in the community were really upset. And I said, no, there was one complaint, and that was your client. Yes, the people in the community were upset when they got the tax bill, but they received the same explanation. Every other resident got that same explanation. Every other resident did not see fit to behave in that manner. So I will not be apologizing to anyone because I did my job representing my residents as I always have. And if someone saw fit to behave that way, then so be it. But to expect an apology is absolutely appalling. And please, Mr. Barber, start doing some positive things for the city of Mississauga and not being so negative. And you can stand there and you can laugh all you want and you can do your websites all you want. And you know what? It's not really getting you anywhere because you're not contributing. We will work for the residents of this community. We will take complaints. We have taken complaints at this council. We have dealt with them. And I won't give you a list of residents that have had their complaints dealt with effectively. But there is a list. And no, you will not get it. But they are there. There's a handful of people that are never satisfied. Never satisfied.
Thank you.
I think we've given you sufficient time.